Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Watching Joe Biden is painful. The State of the Union was an absolute train wreck. And I'm sure you caught those moments where Biden rambled his speech all together. Now, I know there are people out there who say things like, well, Kevin, he didn't do that poorly. And, okay. I mean, if that's the way you want to measure, but that would be like measuring the Olympics to the Special Olympics. And I'm not even looking for a laugh there. Look, I understand that there are people out there who are dealing with stuff. But we expect excellence from the people who are leading us. I don't know how you feel. I don't want mediocre, where excellence is needed. You can't have mediocre in the Oval Office. You must have excellence. Now, that's not to say they don't make mistakes. There's not a president that's ever held office that made mistakes. Lincoln was an amazing president, but I can guarantee you, as a human being, he made mistakes. But he was pretty spot on. You're watching a guy, and everything that Joe Biden talks about is a cover for his inability to do things the right way. Everything. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. There's an article. They're like, well, Biden wanted to tout his economic accomplishments. I told you, but we touched on it yesterday because I didn't want to go into it. I knew I was going to have a busy day dissecting all the other things that came up during the State of the Union. And, you know, and all the pomp and circumstance leading up to it, because you don't even have to listen to what Biden said. You could just look at the reactions of the Democrats. No matter what he said, they stand up and clap. And, of course, the Republicans reciprocated by not standing up and clapping, except at certain times. And we're sort of used to this, but it was a very cantankerous one, as it should have been. I know, Kevin, we got to show decorum. We got to do this. No, you don't. Joe Biden was installed as a president, and I joked on the other day on Twitter. It wasn't really a joke. I said, for all you idiots that voted for him, you should be. I said, for all you millions of idiots who voted for him and the 20 million bots who voted for him, because at least 20 million of his votes are fake, minimal. Now, you know, what did he do? He reinforced every single leftist lie that's been told over the past decade, two decades. Global climate change. I mean, when he mocked the oil companies, I'm sitting, these people have made record profits. What does he expect companies to do? Companies want to make record profits. I don't know about you, but if I come up with a new idea, I want to profit from it. You know how often you're going to come up with something that is revolutionary and changes your life? Well, sadly for most of us, never. So if you happen to be creative, like Bill Gates was as an example, you can hate Bill Gates, the man and the stuff that he's done, but let's face it, Windows was amazing. Now, he didn't invent it. He just bought it from Xerox, or some say he stole it. And he created the Windows operating system from what used to be DOS. Would you ever want to go back to DOS? Do you remember disk operating system, green screens, that little cursor down in the left corner? People, anybody under 40 years old probably doesn't even know what I'm talking about. So Bill Gates became a multi-billionaire over this. Do you think I decry him one penny? Absolutely not. Now, he's lost it because he thinks that his money gives him more dominion over folks. His money doesn't give him any more dominion over you than mine gives you over you. But he thinks it does. It's like these people to get their power. They think that Hollywood, because I'm well known, I'm more known than you, Kevin. I'm George Clooney. Well, of course, more people need to pay attention to me because, after all, I'm an actor. Well, good for you, George. But it doesn't do anything for me, and it doesn't do anything for most of the people, I think, listening to this program, because you understand that you are special as well. Your ideas matter, and they count. Let's go back to the State of the Union. So let's just look at some of the things that are obvious. I talked about his rambling speech. I don't know if you saw him walk out, but between his ramblings and his gait, clearly Joe Biden is suffering. And I can only imagine what it takes to get this guy ready for something of that magnitude. An hour and 18 minutes, you know, Trump would have gone. He could have gone 2 hours and not even broken a sweat. Biden clearly is brain diminished. And going back to what I said earlier, would you run your mediocre athlete in the Olympics? Do you want your middle-of-the-road manager to run your business? I mean, give me mediocrity and tell me where you want it. At the level that we're dealing with, seriously, there is no way I want mediocrity in anything. Look, the Super Bowl is going to get played, right? Do you want the mediocre teams to win? Who got there? Did the mediocre teams get there, or did somebody get there who earned it? You think Joe Biden could get you to the political Super Bowl, you know, if you had one of those? Do you think he's the guy? We already know the answer. This is one of those things where I got to tell you that when I look at leftists and I say, why are you doing this to this country? And the short answer is they hate us. Biden's whispering. He's getting titles wrong, names wrong. I don't know. I counted at least five times where he... It was gibberish. And what was worse is when he got into policy. When he actually started to describe what he wants to do, what he's doing, and his lies about what he's accomplished. It's insulting to the American people. And the Democrats who want to use their history, well, whenever a Democrat's president, we feast or whatever. That is the biggest lie ever. Lots more to talk about, folks, when we get back. Keep it in.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I know that one of the things I find most insulting, or call it whatever you want, about the State of the Union is this idea that, you know, the left will stand up every time Biden says something. It doesn't matter what he says. He could say, I had soup for breakfast. They stand up and they act like, oh, you know, he's the most amazing guy in the world. If you like what he says, fine. Legitimately like it. But the things this guy was touting are scary. Policy-wise, not scary in this. I mean, we're not scared of them. We're going to kick their butts at the ballot box. One way or the other, we're going to do it, even if, you know, I mean, it's going to require some fortitude and election integrity updates, but we can beat them. We always do. Anyway, it was a contentious State of the Union. I didn't watch the whole thing because I try not to. Melissa was like, we got to watch it. It's your job. And I was like, I know it is, but I don't want to do it. And I don't even like to cover it, to be honest with you, because we already cover it. The only thing I can tell you is it's the opportunity for speechwriters and Biden handlers to try to convince the world, particularly Americans, but they're trying to convince the world that what is happening right before our very eyes is not happening. And I'm not buying into it. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. couple things. I am under the weather, and we are traveling, so you never know what you're going to get studio-wise. So I know we're going to have some issues sound-wise and all that, but we'll work through it. So one of the things that Biden mentioned that caught me, and there are other things too, and we'll get into it maybe a little bit later here, because I'm going to tell you up front, I don't know how much of this I want to cover. I'm really bored with it because I watched the part that I watched. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched the part that I watched, and I said to myself, it was from the minute it started, it was lie after lie after lie, and I was actually happy that Marjorie Taylor Greene was screaming at him, and there were people saying, you lie. And the Republicans were fighting back when he made the comment about getting rid of Social Security. Look, here's the thing about Social Security. If you've paid into Social Security, you should get it. But there should be an option. If you're young and you say, I don't want any part of that, it may only be 5% of the population. They should be able to say, I don't want any part of it. I'll take my money and I'll fend for myself. And if I have to utilize the euthanasia, whatever the program is for that, they call it MAID in Canada. But if I have to utilize some euthanasia because I can't afford to live, so be it. But I don't want my money going into a system that is absolutely not going to pay out. And all we talk about, how do we continue to pay it forward? How do we continue to pay it forward? We're kicking this can down the road, and it's a Ponzi scheme that your children and grandchildren and, you know, maybe it'll be your great-grandchildren, but somebody's going to have to pay off on this Ponzi scheme, because that's what it is. Anyway, so Biden, let's go back to the fentanyl thing. So Joe Biden comes back and he says, this fentanyl crisis, and we had 70,000 people die, and, you know, we've had this many people. And I'm thinking to myself, in the minute it came out of his mouth, I'm thinking, well, where's it coming in? And I know you were thinking the same thing. There's nothing new here under the sun, right? You're going, who's the creator of this problem? First of all, where's fentanyl manufactured? Anybody know? Of course you do. China. So fentanyl's manufactured in China, shipped across our border illegally. Joe Biden talks about, we got the drug-sniffing dogs and all that. He's talking about the legal way people are trying to get this stuff in. FedEx. We're working with FedEx. Who are you working with at the border, Joe? And Republicans were livid. Here's a guy that has allowed our border to essentially invite an invasion. Our border is the site of an invasion. And Joe Biden acts as if he's addressing the border issue. It's absolutely ridiculous. So that was one of the ones that got me, because here again, let me just say this, because there are people out there that disagree with me on the Republicans' decorum. I'm sure there are. The Republicans publicly stating, one, we're not going to kill Social Security. If you've paid into it, you need to have it. At a time when Biden was trying to make the message of, oh, well, here's what we're going to do. You know, and here's who they are. We're going to save it. They're going to kill it. Was the perfect time to do it. Don't wait. Don't let the media spin it. Do it on the spot. We talk about this a lot on this program because it's called confronting. And that's what we do. If you're going to nip something in the bud, confront it. I have done it my entire political career. I'm not going to name names, but I had a very powerful person was coming after me in this business that we're in, punditry, and made a comment on a Twitter thread that I knew was a lie. And most people would just go, ooh, I'm going to leave that alone. I didn't. I said, you're a liar, and I can prove it, and here it is. And I did a screenshot or whatever and sent it out. And then this person tried to back up and go, well, I didn't really. I said, yeah, you did. And we went back and forth three or four times, and you guys know my style. I'm witty, but it can be very, you know, it can get brutal. I was brutally witty. So not only was I winning the battle of the truth, I was actually buffooning this person. So then I get people backdoor channeling me, saying, way to go. They wouldn't say it on the thread, but they were saying, way to go, because they knew what this person was about, and it felt like they were in the crossfire sometimes with this particular person. And I was like answering them back, saying, you know, well, I appreciate you, the sentiment, but you need to be saying it on the thread. But they wouldn't. That's okay. I continue. Then there were a couple people that said, you know, you guys need to take this private or whatever. And I said, no, you don't. I said, see, that's exactly what people hope you'll do. They want to say something about you. They hope you'll take it private. And everybody, ooh, we kumbaya after the fact. I said, I'm not taking it private. And you need to know this about me. If you lie about me, I will publicly out you. It's that simple. So here's the way you don't, here's the way you stay clear. Don't lie. You don't lie to me or lie about me, we're good. I'm not going to say anything about, I usually live by the code of, you know what, I'm going to leave people alone. You know, do your thing, make your money. I think a lot of people are doing a disservice to the conservative movement by focusing mostly on money, but you know what, that's their business. It's not for me to get in the way of that. But don't lie about me. If you don't want a public fight, I don't care what level. Candace Owens, Charlie Kirk, you name whoever it is. You just say the wrong thing about me and watch what happens. And that is what you take through. Well, anyway, these Democrats, they specialize in lies. They hope you will not say something so they can then just move along.
Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Defense Department says there were good reasons for not shooting down that Chinese spy balloon over land.
It gave us additional time to observe the balloon, assessing the PRC's capabilities and tradecraft.
Deputy Defense Secretary Melissa Dalton at a Senate Foreign Affairs Committee hearing today. Lawmakers learned more about the balloon after the public hearing in a classified briefing. Southwest Airlines says it definitely messed up during its holiday schedule meltdown. It's promising to spend $1 billion to upgrade its scheduling system. The confirmed death tolls in Turkey and Syria from this week's monster earthquakes now tops 19,000, among them a family of four from New York City who were visiting relatives. Residents around Palestine, Ohio, are being allowed to come home nearly a week after a train carrying toxic chemicals derailed and caught fire. Officials say the air is now safe enough for people to return. Rich Johnson, USA News.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I started out on this subject the other day and didn't elaborate, but essentially what I said is, with Republicans and conservatives, we want fighters, but we don't like when they fight. And I can describe it using my own self. There are people that, oh, Kevin, we don't want to be as confrontational in dealing with certain issues. And I'm like, okay, well, great. So how do you plan on winning? Because you're not confronting now, and you're getting your butts kicked. So what do you want? I said it at the time when I talked about it in another show. I said, do you want Navy SEALs or do you want Girl Scouts fighting for you? Who do you want to send? Because I'm going to tell you right now, right now, we got Girl Scouts fighting for us, not Navy SEAL. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I can't tell you the number of times somebody will say to me, that's too aggressive. This is too aggressive. That's too confrontational. That's too this or that. And I go, great. So you're being kicked in your teeth every single day. In some places, kicked worse for us boys, right? Kicked. Every day, you get up, you pretty much spread your legs and say, go ahead, take your best shot, lefties, and they do. And they kick you so hard to your crotchular region that you it brings tears to your eyes. And then you just move on throughout the day like nothing happened. I don't know what pain you need to suffer before you finally say, you know what, we better wake up. You're losing on all fronts. As conservatives, the things that used to be considered stalwart conservative values, capitalism as an example, under attack. Religion, under attack. Military, under attack. Law and order, under attack. Family values, under attack. What is it under attack that you're willing to just sit back and take it in the chin or, you know, up the bungee? Well, you know, you pick. You use the metaphor you need. It makes you feel like you need to fight. And as I say, I talked when I teased this, a couple shows ago, I said Republicans are stupid. Because they won't allow you to fight. If you're a fighter, they want to, well, come on, I mean, stay back. Don't get in a fight. And look, I'm going to tell you right now, fighters don't want to fight. They don't want to fight. I'm a fighter. I don't want to fight. I have fought and clawed my whole life. You know what I did it for? So things would be easy. So things, you wouldn't have to fight. I say this to people all the time. I resent the life that I led in the sense that I felt like as a kid, I knew as a kid inherently that I better learn how to fight. I'm not talking about metaphorically. I'm talking about physically fight if I wanted to get through this life on my terms. And even though I taught my kids how to fight, I said to myself, I wish I could let them grow up in a world where they didn't have to spend that time learning something that should be useless to you, that you shouldn't have to do. You shouldn't have to fight. Your life should be that you go out, you live your life, you do the right things, you have discussions, you communicate, and your view is valued just like anybody else's. But no, you got to fight. So I taught my kids, I tell my youngest son all the time, you have a mouth that I'm going to have to teach you how to fight. But you know, it's not his fault. He says what he wants to say. He has been around me and his mom to the point where he doesn't have a filter. He jokes about race and all this. I'm going, man, you have to learn how to fight. It's so antithetical that I wanted him to not have to be able to need to fight. And because of the way the world has changed, this kid who's grown up non-racial, he's biracial, he's non-racial, he's the most accepting kid on the planet, and that's going to be used against him. Because he doesn't care. So I go back to this thing I was talking about with Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC. The Republican Party needs Marjorie Taylor Greene. They don't know it. The rhinos don't like her. They're jealous of her because she gets media. Why? Why does she get media? Because she's confrontational. Confrontational is not bad. She's confronting lunacy, and in this case, AOC. And it's pathetic to watch Republicans. Sad how rhinoism works, where it takes somebody. And I'm no advocate for her. I don't know her. Somebody said, Kevin, she was at CPAC, and you met her at CPAC. Okay. She had that such a good, whatever to me, in terms of impression. That's the word I'm looking for, that I don't even remember. But I know this, she got into Congress, and she's a fighter. And the rhinos can't stand it. And I see this in conservative groups. They hate when somebody gets popular. They see the pie as one size. I think it's because they can't grow the pie. That's what I've noticed about these groups. They don't grow the pie. I had a guy tell me, I'm not going to say who, he gives you song and dance on the statistics of this group has done this, they've won elections, they were the reason why we carried this part of Gainesville, blah, 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 blah. And at the end of it, he makes it sound like his group was responsible for it. Well, as a member of I wasn't a member of his group, but I'm affiliated with his group. It would be like me taking credit for the blacks, every black that voted for Trump, and I say, my group, blacks voted for Trump, here, and I'm the reason they did it. No, I'm not. I'm the reason why some of them did it, but I'm not the reason why all of them did it. I can't take credit for them all. Could you take credit for all women, all conservative women voting a particular way? All conservative Latinos? All conservative Christians? No. But there are groups that will go out there, oh, I've changed the complexion of this or that because I throw lots of lavish events and things like that. No, you didn't. You didn't change anything. We're not winning, folks. We're not winning because we don't have enough fighters. And we should be cultivating fighters instead of discouraging them. But we don't. We discourage them. Smart, confident people know when to engage, when to get in the fight, and more importantly, they know how to grow the pie. So they write about Marjorie Taylor Greene and AOC going after each other, and they say two lawmakers headed out for each other on Twitter this week after House Speaker Kevin McCarthy booted Ilhan Omar from her committee. And I talked about this the other day on the show where McCarthy had his first challenge, which was to get rid of her. And good for him, he got Republicans to vote down the party line to make that happen. But they go on to say, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene used Twitter to call out Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, calling her a coward after AOC went on CNN and hurled accusations accusing Greene of, quote, regularly trafficking in anti-Semitic conspiracy theories and inciting anti-Semitism. She's not done that. So Marjorie Taylor Greene said this, I have repeatedly asked you to debate me, but you've been a coward and can't even respond. But you go on CNN and lie about me. When are you going to be an adult and actually debate me on policy instead of run your mouth like a teenage girl? And see, I love this because this is not Congress speak, political speak. This is a woman talking to a little skank and saying, you know, handle your scandal. In response, AOC said, hey there, in case you forgot, we sit on the same committee, which we debated for the first time this week. I don't blame you if you forgot. You spent almost no time there. In the few minutes you did show up, you claim one elementary school got $5 billion to teach CRT. So, again, here's AOC firing back that we've debated. Now, I don't know whether they had a debate or whether they were in the same room, but here's what MTG is saying. She's saying, I'll debate you on any issue you want. It's like what I say on this show. I'll debate. I'm not going to cover it with, oh, we ran into each other at a thing or whatever. No, I'm willing to debate you one-on-one anywhere you want to do it. You pay my freight. I'm talking leftists. They pay my freight. I'll debate them anywhere, anytime, under whatever circumstances. You know, I mean, it has to be fair. But other than that, I'll debate them anywhere, anytime. Pay my freight, get me there, put it in front of the most hostile, pro-left audience you want. I'm not backing down. And this is what we've got to do. We've got to get people that are willing to call these folks out, because get them going back and forth, because you know what's going to happen. You will see that AOC is not prepared. She's nowhere near ready for this. She's a bartender, and by the way, I don't think she's a fraction as popular as people say. The Twitter, I did an experiment on Twitter showing people. I said, watch when I tweet something out, there'll be some negatives. I said, then go look at the number of people on the negatives. It'll be newly started January of 2023, and here's, you know, they got 3 followers and they're following 14 people. They just started. It's a bot farm. They populate it with other bots, and then they say something with using AI to come after me. AOC doesn't have a fraction of the people to give a crap about her. That leftist claim.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm amazed at how the Democrats, they do nothing. They take credit for everything. If it's good, they take credit for it. They create the chaos. They create the problem. And then they brag about, ooh, look at us, look at us. It's infuriating. And you watch it time after time. And what's worse is, not only do they do that, but on the flip side of it, when they do things that are blatantly wrong, which is what the Biden family has done, Dr. Jill, oh, she's a professor. If you get anything, any instruction under Dr. Jill, you have wasted your time and your money. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I've preached about this on this very program. Anybody that works for the Biden administration is not qualified to work anywhere else. You can give me all the statistics and give me their pedigree.
Kevin, they went to MIT, they went to Yale, they went to whatever.
I don't care. If you will accept the job working for a moron, a clown like Joe Biden, as far as I'm concerned, that's the litmus test of do you deserve a job. Come on, Kev, you're being tough on him. I give you the MIT guy that's a bag thief, supposed to be working on nuclear waste disposal. You know what he's more concerned about? You understanding that he's got some dog fetish or something stupid like that. These people don't care about their jobs. They don't care about doing the best job. If you're willing to serve, to call Joe Biden mediocre is an insult to mediocre. He's not a mediocre president. Joe Biden is the worst president in American history. End of story. And we've had some bad ones. The modern times, you know, for some of us longer in the tooth people, like we go back to the Jimmy Carter era. It's worse than that. Joe Biden's worse than those that came before Carter. And Carter was bad enough. I mean, to have to live with that memory, it's horrible. Everything people do in that administration, on the left, and sadly, he came along at a time when the media and all the social media, which is now this new juggernaut of media, all are willing to bend to the will of leftism, wokeism, call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter what the name is. It's the same. This idea that they're bringing such fresh and new ideas to that of gender. And that's just an example. They're bringing fresh and new ideas to that of tax policy. You know what their fresh and new ideas are? Don't work, get a paycheck. Your parents are evil for birthing you. You didn't ask to be born, and I could go on. These are not even concepts that people thought about. Who could have asked to be born? Let's just stop for a second and say, let's go with this for just a second. Who could have asked? Unless you got some metaphysical issues, you know, powers that I don't know about. You couldn't ask. You were born to be. I was talking to a lady on the plane. She's a singer, songwriter. And I asked her, you know, she's making a transition. Her husband, he's looking to make a transition. And I said, well, what are the two most important days of your life? And she couldn't think of it. She says, when I got married, when I lost my son, things like that. And I said, no. I said, maybe you'll disagree, but the two most important days of your life are the day you were born and the day that you found out what you were born to do. And she went, you know what? You're right. That is so profound. Now, it's not mine. I think Mark Twain said it. But it's true. I will never forget that because I know what I was born to do. And it took a long time to figure that out. And it's better to figure all this stuff out earlier if you can, right? So we've got these people out there who don't know what they're born to do. They don't even want to be born. When they're born and you say, well, hey, you were born a boy or a girl, oh, I can be whatever I want. Okay, fine. But now we got to legislate. Give me my pronouns. Give me this. I'm surprised Biden didn't start the State of the Union out by telling us his pronouns. Again, Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, again, the Democrats, when they're doing dirty, they hide it. They're the least transparent on the planet. They will use every scheme, every way they can to get out of whatever it is that they're doing. And then, on the other side, if there's something going right, or you know, from a policy perspective, it's not dirty necessarily. They're going to spin it. Joe Biden says he's created 12 million new jobs. You know how he did it? He waited until these jobs were decimated when the Democrats shut this country down and when the economy was on the decline under Trump. Because prior to that, people feasted. We hadn't seen anything like what Trump was doing since the 1980s under Clinton. So Joe Biden waits. He says he created 12 million jobs, but he says jobs created are not normally measured. This is what a guy wrote about this, because he says they're not usually measured in 2 years. The tally is per presidency. Bill Clinton created 18.6 million over his two terms. Ronald Reagan, 16.5 million. Over a 4 million period from 1996 to 2000, Clinton's first term, more than 12.4 million were created. They said Biden has created slightly more than 500,000 per month on average, which, you know, is a respectable number. But here's what they finally admit. He benefited from the post-pandemic bounce. And he still has time for it to go down. The longer that a person serves, the better the chances for an economic downturn. But the other thing they won't tell you is Joe Biden benefited from the surge that was beginning to happen when Trump left office. He rebuilt this economy twice, once for Obama and once post-COVID. Now, we're just starting to, look, I don't like this kind of radio. I don't, because we're looking at numbers and it's a concept for me. And the concept is you have a guy that doesn't have the guts to tell you. They won't even mention Trump by name. I don't know if you caught that. They always talk about the previous administration. That is the strategy of the Democrats. Do not mention Donald Trump. So the previous administration did an amazing job. That's by anybody's standards. If Joe Biden were Donald Trump, I would be telling you this. If Barack Obama were Donald Trump, I would be saying the identically same thing. You can bet that the media would be telling you that. The media would be bragging about Trump in ways you haven't heard since the time of Bill Clinton. And the only thing that differs between Trump and Clinton outside of COVID is Donald Trump didn't balance the budget. He didn't have a Congress that was willing to help him do that. He had a Congress and a political system, a uniparty, that wanted to make sure that whatever he did, he was demonized. And I'm including the Republicans in this. So just looking at one thing, Joe Biden can't tell you the truth. He can't say, look, we normally look at the end of the presidency before we measure. He doesn't say that. He doesn't tell you, I rode the momentum of a very good economy that Trump built, because he can't say that because that's giving too much credit to Trump. He can't say, oh, by the way, it was destined to happen. It wouldn't matter. You could have put a frog in the White House, and he was going to get the same bump in job growth, because once we put people back to work and stop the lockdown, what's going to happen? We're going to have 12 million people go back to work. He doesn't want to tell you any of those things. It's like I said I tweeted, here's the leftist way to make 12 million jobs. Kill 14 million jobs, bring back 12 million of them, and spike the football. It's like a guy that's a friend of mine. He owns a vineyard. He says, you want to make $1 million in the wine business, Kevin? I said, yeah. He says, then invest $2 million. One of my friends told me that. He owns a vineyard. They're very proud of it. But as we were looking upon his grapes, he said that to me, and I'll never forget it because it was so funny. But essentially, that's what we have here, is Joe Biden spiking the football over lies. And it was funny because some of the places where Joe Biden would say something, the Republicans would just groan. And it was so refreshing to watch them groan at the same time that people at home were groaning. We were groaning together. It wasn't one of these things, decorum, where you just sit there and go, we'll just take it. They would groan and you'd see them shake their heads. And McCarthy, I'm not a fan, but I tell you, it was fun to watch him. I will say this. I wasn't happy when Biden goes to shake your hand and congratulate you on the speakership. You can't be that eager. You have to just say, thank you very much. Sit tight, folks.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.